So opening ceremonies, call to order.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Garcia?
Present. Approval of the agenda.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second it.
Okay, Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye. Public communication. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Moving on. Items of business. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form in order to be recognized by the Chair. Please address the Board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at the time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. We are, I guess, the review and discussion of proposed mid-year revised operating budget for 2024-2025. Okay. As usual, the notes are perfect.
As usual, thank you. Okay, so property taxes, we're doing good. We are adding $50,000 more to that budget. We got more last year, but I just want to be safe. We don't know what's going to happen. So it's up to $980 right now. Class registrations, I did also add on to that one. We are getting really busy. Class attendance has increased, and we've also added new programming like yoga and our aerobics teacher added more days for her program, also very popular.
And music is continuing on.
And music, that's right, salsa. Recreation grants, we did get a... Oh, I didn't put that in there. Oops, sorry, I'm skipping around. The pool lessons, we are anticipating another successful season. So we added on to that, $38,000 for the budget instead of the $27,000. Keller grants, we received 4 this year. We usually get 3. So we received 1 for our senior lunch program, 1 for holidays, 1 for aquatics, and 1 to help refurbish the concession stand in the back community center. And we will also be receiving reimbursement from our 2023-2024 Keller grants. So we're going to see extra income for those Keller grants there. Recreation grant. So we received a grant for $1,000 to go towards our Breakfast with Santa, which allowed us to give each child a toy for that event.
You mean Santa? Yeah?
Santa.
Okay.
That's right. Santa. And then the Bay Point Youth Academy. San Francisco Foundation awarded us with a $25,000 grant for the academy, and we'll be adding another $65,000 from the Academy's reserves from past grants.
Mm-hmm. And just a note, today met with the state of California, mm-hmm. and we are in 4 to 6 weeks getting our $269,000 from the NUDA Proposition 68.
Oh, yeah.
So that will
change it. Okay, so expenses. Okay, so the first one's going to be wages and benefits. There is a little increase on that, includes step increases and cost of living increases. Mm-hmm. Recreation coordinator, we did hire a full-time recreation coordinator. So that budget did go down only because he started later in the year. Weekend custodians, we have been booked pretty much every weekend this fiscal year, so that's gone up. Mm-hmm. Administrative expenses, so subscription and dues, membership fees have increased, so I did have to add on to that one. Conferences, general manager and directors, I might be attending a few conferences this fiscal year, so I added on to that. Alarms and repairs increased due to the addition of the camera system services here at the center. And miscellaneous expenses includes the brush cutter rental for Clearland abatement. For recreation expenses, again, class attendance has increased, and we've also added new programs, and the structures receive 70% of what they bring in. Mm-hmm. Special events. So the Academy would like to request $5,000 from the board to help celebrate their 10-year anniversary program. They're going to use some of their funding, but they did want to make it a big event, so they're requesting $5,000 from the board to help out. For maintenance expenses, wages and benefits, again, include step increases in COLA, Ambrose Park, alarm security patrols. There has been a rate increase for the security patrols. Community center expenses. So PG&E grounds, so that's the back. Electrical tower now functioning, mm-hmm. so that's a new bill. Mm-hmm. PG&E building also went up, so electricity usage increased due to weather and traffic in here. We've been getting busy. Maintenance, it costs us $14,900 to refinish and stain the auditorium floors. Anuta Park, equipment repairs, to repair vandalism done to electrical. Yeah, so I had to bring that up to $2,000
from $50,000. Yeah, and we added fence, so we won't get vandalism as well.
Yes, and miscellaneous expenses, fence installation to block access to the electrical. Ambrose Pool, so I was able to bring that down $10,000 for staff. We are going to get help from the East Bay Regional Parks again this year. Mm-hmm. And we've also combined the pool manager's position with a recreation coordinator, so that's all going to be recreation coordinator. So we were able to bring that down $10,000. Phones and internet for the pool did go up because of a promotional discount that expired.
They get you.
Mm-hmm. teen center supervisor includes step increase in COLA for their wages. And I believe that's it.
Actually, I don't have any questions. Do you?
My only question is around the Keller grants. We got like four of them. In the past, it seemed like there was some issue getting them, but we're getting them.
There still is, but we've been on top of them, and it's been just notorious for the way they are. It's about a year later you get it. Mm-hmm. The difference of the grant this year is they made it a two-year grant.
Oh,
so you don't apply every year, so we have it for the 24-25 fiscal and the 25-26 fiscal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So should run a little bit smoother, we're hoping.
Okay, great.
And we've contacted quite a few people, and they're aware of it. Actually, Pittsburgh, I want to let you know, finally got theirs. They're in the same scenario yesterday, so I'm hoping that we get ours within the next week or two.
Okay, great. Yeah,
that's taken a while. So that's like a reimbursed program. So
yeah, that's right, what I'm assuming, and that's what I'm asking, because I've heard like it's a little bit of an issue. Mm-hmm. But I'm also happy to see that we got four from them this year, but still just was curious if there was any hiccups.
Right. So we haven't received our last year's yet, but should be in the mail.
Okay.
We have not received our funding from the CDGB grant either.
And
we have submitted that, and that should be coming in soon too for all the rest. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good to me.
That's the CDBG.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a tough one to work on,
No other questions. That's it.
And you have to stay nice because you want them to fund you again.
Yeah.
So you can't really.
I think we missed the last one because it took us so long to get this one going. By the time they got their paperwork into us, and so we didn't have the opportunity to send an application for this one. But we'll hit it next year after the first year.
Cool. Well, wonderful. It's not that many changes, a few, but necessary.
Well, with the minimum wage going up and having to adjust, the biggest thing for us, just to explain it, is minimum wage went up, but we were always below minimum wage 50 cents because when you have a smaller amount of people within your working, you get 50 cents less. Well, this year, that mandate is gone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's the same for everybody, it's $16.50. So it really went a dollar increase for us, for everybody. Mm-hmm. Plus your regular cost of living, how many years you've been here and everything else. So it did substantially make a big change on that. Yeah. So we got to make more money. That's all. We got to cover it.
Yeah. Well, good job, as usual. I I looked at it at home. I'm going, well, you know, I have no questions because they cut it all. You display it on your notes.
Thank you.
And, but good job.
And we're very, very fortunate. I want to say blessed that we have East Bay Regional Parks because we do not pay a guard or a swim instructor.
Awesome.
We're going to feel that hit a little bit in 2 years when we have to do our own staffing and training and uniforms, you know, all that good stuff. So, anyway, it's going to...
But you guys know about it, so you guys are ready. I mean, it's not
prepared.
Like it's a surprise and then you...
I think we're going to have a busy year because Pittsburgh is only opening their pools Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Really?
And I think it's going to really affect us in a positive way.
Yeah, right.
Why is that? Why are they they're fixing?
Because I'm not there. That's one of the reasons. And they can't get somebody to rent it all week and train all the guards. And they just felt it. They're going to try to do it more where they're doing rentals. The philosophy that the person in there is thinking, let's do party rentals and swim lessons, and it'll bring costs down. Well, guess what? You have the same amount of guards, and you pay the same amount to heat the pool. So they're going to take that away from the community, and they're going to get a kickback from the community. Plus, it's Pittsburgh High School's home pool for the school. So you can't turn it off till the end of October, till water polo's over, or you have to turn it on the first week of February.
Wow.
So do lessons then, but that's just they're doing it their way, and I had to step away, and we'll just, keep it going. So I'm very excited about the pool this year. We're doing some fun things. Lots of camps.
Has anybody heard from Doug?
I called him. He's coaching his granddaughter's track team.
Oh my God.
For the high school. And he's loving it. Absolutely loving it.
Of course.
So, yeah.
Of course.
So he's involved with the kids up there, having his grandkids there.
Close the meeting. Okay. Yeah. No, the reason I was looking at pictures and I saw a picture of us 9 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I was like, okay.
He's loving retirement.
Good. Oh, you want me to adjourn the meeting? Is that? I'm sorry. Closing ceremonies.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'm sorry. I didn't think I thought we were done. It's okay. We're done now.